Simon & Schuster Audio presents Men Without Women by Ernest Hemingway. Read by Stacy Keach.
The Undefeated. Manuel Garcia climbed the stairs to Don Miguel Retana's office. He set down the suitcase and knocked on the door. There was no answer. Manuel, standing in the hallway, felt there was someone in the room. He felt it through the door. "Retana," he said, listening. There was no answer. "He's there, all right," Manuel thought. "Retana," he said, and banged the door.
"Who's there?"
said someone in the office.
"Me, Manolo," Manuel said.
"What do you want?" asked the voice.
"I want to work," Manuel said.
Something in the door clicked several times, and it swung open. Manuel went in, carrying his suitcase. A little man sat behind a desk at the far side of the room. Over his head was a bull's head, stuffed by a Madrid taxidermist. On the walls were framed photographs and bullfight posters. The little man sat looking at Manuel.
"I thought they'd killed you," he said.
Manuel knocked with his knuckles on the desk. The little man sat looking at him across the desk.
"How many corridas you had this year?" Retana asked.
"One," he answered.
"Just that one?"
the little man asked. "That's all."
"I read about it in the papers," Retana said.
He leaned back in the chair and looked at Manuel. Manuel looked up at the stuffed bull. He had seen it often before. He felt a certain family interest in it. It had killed his brother, the promising one, about 9 years ago. Manuel remembered the day. There was a brass plate on the oak shield the bull's head was mounted on. Manuel could not read it, but he imagined it was in memory of his brother. Well, he had been a good kid. The plate said, "The bull Mariposa of the Duke of Veragua, which accepted 9 varas."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?